Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 30th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we start a new book today. Today we're starting John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Then we'll go over to the Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse 13. And we'll go through verse 26. As is often the case when we start a new book, I encourage you to go over to the Bible Project videos and remind yourself what the Gospel of John is about. John tells us his purpose at the very end of the Gospel in John chapter 20 and verse 31. But these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. I appreciate the symmetry of the book of John. There are seven I am statements where Jesus is using the covenant name of God. He says, I am the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate for the sheep, the good shepherd, the resurrection, the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the true vine. And then there are seven other incidences where Jesus says, I am, and he is in a way showing that he is the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, the God of creation. I look forward to pointing those out to you as they come along. But first, let's begin with John chapter 1, starting in verse 1, and we'll go only through verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Here we see John making a point that Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is God in the flesh, and verse 5 reminds us that the light that is in Christ shines in the darkness. So when he came into the world, he showed us what God is like, and he reminds us, or John does, that darkness cannot overcome the light of Christ. In Proverbs chapter 3 today, we're talking about the blessedness of finding wisdom. And whoever wrote this proverb says, don't let wisdom out of your sight. I think that's a pretty poignant picture for us. Starting in verse 13, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, as we are reminded that Jesus is the Word made flesh, and that we are called to be a people who seek God's wisdom through His Word. It is Saturday, and so we want to be praying for the nations, and today we're going to pray for Albania. Albania was a communist nation for 50 years, but in 1991, the country became more open, and the people can travel outside and foreigners can enter. But for 50 years, there was no religious practice. And so even now, many Christians are just now understanding more about their faith. And so the book that I'm using is Window on the World, an Operation World Prayer Resource. And this is how they call us to pray for Albania. We can ask God to help Christians share his love with everyone in Albania, and to care for people in practical and helpful ways. We can pray for God to protect and encourage families who are living apart while one or both parents work abroad because there is not a lot of industry going on in Albania. We can pray for Albania to create more jobs so that families can stay together. And finally, for Christian leaders as they care for their congregations and teach them to follow God's word. Children, if you're listening, come by my office, take a push pin and put it in the country of Albania and take a little treat underneath the world map. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the encouragement of your Holy Spirit. Whatever my brothers and sisters face today, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to see you at work in their midst. We pray, Lord, for Christians in Albania today, that they might be able to care for their brothers and sisters in practical ways and show the light of Christ, that the light might overcome the darkness. We pray, Lord, that you would protect and encourage families who are living apart because one has gone to Macedonia or to Greece or to Italy, neighboring nations, to find work. And we pray for the orphans that were left behind. We pray, Lord, for Christian leaders as they care for their congregations. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to help them teach from your word. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and that you are doing your work in us and in them. Help us to have such a sense of humility and gratitude and generosity that wells up in our souls. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.